Bava Basra, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah tells us, Misha Nimchak Shtarchovo, somebody whose Shtarchov, his loan document, got erased. So Me'idin Olav Edim, so he can have witnesses testify about this document, Uvalifne Bezdin, and he can come in front of Bezdin with these witnesses, V'osin Lo Kiyum, and they will make a Kiyum. A Kiyum means that they will make a new Shtar for him, a Shtar that has been approved by the Bezdin. And what's that shtar going to say? Ish ploni ben ploni. So such a man. Nimchak shtar shtaro b'yom ploni, that his shtar got erased, and which whose zman was it such and such a day. Not that it got erased on that day, but rather it means that his shtar got erased that had been written on such and such a day. Uploni uploni edav, and so and so were the witnesses. And that he'll be able to utilize that shtar. Now, happens to be that there are two different approaches to understanding this Mishnah. Some understand that what happened over here was it was not completely erased. It was still somewhat legible, and therefore the owner of the shtar was concerned that it'll get completely erased, and therefore, while it was still available, he had the Edom read it, and they know what it was written in it, and on the basis of that, this document is created. Others understand that actually, even in a scenario where it's been completely erased, if the witnesses remember the facts, they can come in front of Beis Din, and on the basis of that, they can create this document. Mishnah continues with a different case. Misha par miktsas chovo. Similar to the previous Mishnah, you have a scenario where somebody had paid off part of their loan. So the question is, what's the proper way of dealing with a loan that's been partially paid off? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yachlif. Rabbi Yehuda says you should write a new shtar. Write a new shtar that says, I borrowed $100, I paid off $50, and write a new shtar that says, I owe you, that I have a loan for $50. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, Yichtov Shover, that instead of writing a new shtar, he should simply write, the lender should simply write a receipt to the borrower. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that he has a rationale for why we should write a new shtar, because he says, Nimtza zeh tzarech lios shomer shavaro min ha'achbarim. If we're going to do what you, Rabbi Yossi, suggest, that we should write a receipt, we're going to put the borrower in a position that he needs to guard his shovar, his document, his receipt, from mice, that mice should eat it up. He's got to worry about holding on to the receipt. That's what he means. Achbar is just an example. But he's got to worry about holding on to the receipt, which he didn't have to until this point. Rabbi Yossi responds to this and says, Amar le Rabbi Yossi, kach yofalo. That's appropriate for him that he should have to hold on to the receipt. V'lo yura kochel shel zeh, and we should not minimize the power, the position of the lender. The lender, why are you going to be mitigating or minimizing the power of the lender? Because if you write a new shtar, the new shtar is going to have a later date. And that later date is going to not allow the lender to collect from lekuchos, from the property that was sold, let's say, by the borrower. It won't allow him to collect only from the new date. It wouldn't let him collect from the old date. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Gemara explains that in reality, truth is that Rabbi Yehuda, when he said you should write a new shtar, he was not going to have the shtar say a later date, because in reality the loan had taken place much earlier, and therefore even if you write a new shtar, he maintained you would write the old date in the shtar so that he would have the same power as before. However, Rabbi Yossi did not realize that was Rabbi Yehuda's position, and on the basis of that he said, well, that would, your suggestion of a new shtar with a new date would be a problem. But in reality, Rabbi Yehuda really held himself that a new shtar would actually have the old date in it.